discussing emunah that unifies the paradox between free will and divine providence. One way of looking at this unification is that we have free will in the present, but we don't have free will in the past. That's the way to work with the unification. In the present moment, everything is in our hands, and in the past, to know that everything happened how it needed to happen, for everything to come to its most ultimate state. Now, it mentioned in here, in what we read, in section number 5, there's a paragraph talking about emunah with regards to the spiritual practice of a mitzvah. So, God willing, in a later section, we'll talk about the mitzvot, which we have in the Torah. We have 613 spiritual practices, which are called mitzvot. But very simply, a mitzvah is the general mitzvah or spiritual practice that encompasses all the practices, is the practice of loving our friend as ourself, to working to truly love others outside of ourself. So it was saying here with regards to doing the spiritual practice of a mitzvah, because every mitzvah entails making effort, what we're trying to gain from all of our spiritual practice is that state of truly loving, state of pure giving, state of unconditional love. So every spiritual practice involves making an effort. And the extent to which we're making effort is the extent to which we're working on ourselves spiritually. Our spiritual growth is dependent on our effort. The effort itself is what's growing our love. So any spiritual practice involves making an effort, doing something we wouldn't necessarily have done otherwise. So saying here that when we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to do a spiritual practice, or we could just think simply an act of giving up something for somebody else, the idea that everything is all divine providence, everything's going according to perfect plan. So that concept doesn't give us the motivation to do the mitzvah. Because our desire to receive, our ego, takes that and says, well, why do you need to make that effort to do that giving that's hard for you, that you'd rather not do? Because you don't really need to do it. Everything's just how it needs to be. There's no reason to make any effort. And then if we succeed in making the effort and going beyond what our desire to receive is trying to keep us from, and we actually do the act of giving and make the effort and succeed in performing the mitzvah, which is the idea that we're here to try to do. So when we succeed in such a way, then after we've done it, our ego comes, he says here, from the other direction. And it says, oh, good thing that you overcame and you did that. You almost didn't do it, and you, way to go. So he says we want to work with each way the opposite. When the ego comes and says there's no need to do this spiritual practice, everything's being done by God, we come from the opposite direction, and we're to say, no, it's all in my hands. We're here to do. We have free will. It's given for us to do. It's up to me to do the act, to make the effort, to do the giving. If I don't give, the person won't have. And then, after we've succeeded in performing the mitzvah, the act of giving, so then, when our ego comes and says, oh, good job, you know, you really did it there, right? That you had the free will and you overcame and made the decision to do it. Then we come from the other direction, ideally, and we say, no, God did everything. God blessed me in that moment, gave me the blessing of performing the mitzvah. That God performed the mitzvah through me. It was divine providence that I would be in that space of giving in that moment. So he's bringing here in this insight into this paradox between free will and divine providence, how to apply it in the specific instance of our spiritual practice. This interface of free will and divine providence is cosmic. I remember there's a place in the Zohar that was talking about this, and it said something like, there are not many minds that can handle this, what's going on here. Not comprehensible to us. It's by definition. Our being in time and space and interfacing with beyond time and space, everything going according to plan and our free will within that plan. We're already in the goodness, but here we're working to get to the goodness. It's beyond what we could comprehend, but we're given very simple way of working with it, of unifying this paradox. We don't have free will in the past. Everything's happened according to plan, and we do have free will in this very moment, every moment. And we're here to actually do. So, okay, we'll end for now.